So today we're going to look at God in creation, not God being creation, but the things that he created. And what do those things say about him and his characteristics and personality and such? We've done different things in the past of fire and storm and wind and other things like that, and which are all portrayed in the Bible and give a clear aspect of how that teaches us more about him being God and his personality. So today we're going to actually look at humankind. Humankind seems to stand as the best chance for us to understand certain aspects of God, such as communication and other things like that, because when God made humanity, he made humanity in his image and likeness. He created us and said it was very good. Not only that, but in the Bible, it gives a clear description on how we were made and created in chapter 2 of Genesis. And so there's a huge deal wrapped around humankind. And I truly believe that as I've been reading and studying, that if you want to get to know God in a certain way, looking at humankind is one of the best ways to do that. Now, humankind is fallible, so anything bad in us is not of God, and everything good in us is. And so we have to understand what good is by reading the Bible and understanding it more. And so through that, we're able to see more about God's character and his heart and mindset, which is amazing that he gives us a glimpse into that and gives us the grace to do that. But the first thing I want to say is I read in Relevant Magazine, there was a sentence that said, "Made in the image of God is an audacious claim and one that probably carries some responsibility with it." So before I get into this, I want us to understand that as we talk about these things that we believe comparison-wise from the Bible and us, that we show some characteristics of God, I want to say that everything that we talk about right now are things that carry a lot of weight for us. And the things that we do with the things that we have in common with God often will portray the character of God through us. And so if we take these things and are bad with them, then ultimately we are showing a bad character in God and it's in to others. And so we really want to be careful. But let's jump into this. The first one that I want to talk about is the first truth about you is that you are created because you are creative because God is creative. We see this in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We see God is a creative God. You look around you as we've been talking about it. He is a creative God, and we are creative as well. We think of ideas. I have a really good friend of mine who's really good at woodworking. I have my sister, and she's a fantastic painter, and she can do calligraphy. She's creative in that aspect. My wife is extremely creative with graphic design. And so we see that God imbued in us this ability to be creative. Number two, you are spiritual because God is spirit. That's one of the things that God gave to us. Genesis 1:2, the aspect about God says, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." We see that God is a spirit in this verse. And so in us, we also carry a spirit, our soul. And when we accept Christ, his spirit comes into us. And so we carry that. And nothing else ever indicated in the Bible shows that anything else carries that spirit except for us and God. And so Next thing, number three, you communicate because God communicates. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God said, this is the first recorded words that or phrase in the Bible quoted by someone. It says, let there be light, and there was light. God is a God of communication. He loves to talk. I don't know about you, but I hate it when miscommunication happens. I feel that things fall apart in miscommunication, and then people get aggravated. We are creatures of communication. Now, other animals have communication, but they do not have a language in which they speak. We do, as God does, that's written here. God is recorded communicating with his prophets all throughout the Bible, and also the emphasis for prayer and communication from us to God is also vital. And so we see in this that God created us to be communicators like he is. Four, you are intelligent because God is intelligent. John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And so The word here, it's Greek for logos, where we get logic. And what we see here is God gives us logic as well. So God is logical. He's intelligent, and he gave us intelligence. We judge this by different test scores and whatnot. We don't have animals that are as intelligent as us. We do have intelligent animals. But ultimately for us, we can go deeper as well as what God is. Now, we are not as intelligent as God, but he gives us an idea of intelligence to make wise decisions. The next one, you are relational because God is relational. Verse 26 in Genesis 1, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. The key word here is us. God is communication or community oriented. When he's saying us, the idea here is he's talking to us, the Son and the Holy Spirit. And he's saying, let us make man in our likeness. So there is an element of relational. We need relationships. We desire relationships. It's not necessarily boyfriend, girlfriend, but we need friends. We need that fellowship and communication or community. And so, therefore, God is community oriented. He is very relational. Hence why he made us and Jesus dies on the cross for us. So he can have that communion with us. And it's huge. Last one, you are morally responsible because God is morally responsible. Genesis 2 verse 16 says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. At this point, God gives man morals. He says, this is good, this is bad. To obey me is good, to disobey me is bad. And so he imparts in us an idea of good and bad. We all understand that murdering someone is not good. And so because of that, we have an understanding of who God is. God has a morally good mentality, and he understands morally bad mentalities, and he understands good from evil. It's all over the Bible. And because we commit evil acts, we need a savior. And so God sends Jesus to help us. So with all of those things, we need to make sure that we treat all of those things with the utmost respect and do those things to the glory of God. Because if those things are the attributes that we have in common with God, those are oftentimes the things that most represent God in our life. And so if we treat those and we do those to the glory of God, then others will see God as that instead of if we did them lazily, if we did them wrongfully. and morally wrong. And so I hope that encourages you, and I hope that you have a better understanding of who God is and the characteristics that he has.